Welcome to Gonkcast, an Autechr podcast. I'm Gabe.
I'm Dan.
And we're back with our second bonus episode of the week because, as I'm sure you all know, Autechr has dropped a surprise, or maybe not so surprise, second album of 2020 called Plus. As we said about Sign a few weeks ago, our plan is to devote a proper episode entirely to Plus, or maybe to Sign and Plus, we're not sure just yet, once we've worked our way through the rest of Autechr's discography. But we thought we'd jump on the mics tonight and share some of our first reactions to the record while everybody's still freaking out. Before we get started, let me remind you that our next episode, unless Autechr decides to drop another record out of nowhere, will be on Chiastic Slide, Envain, and Sickly Sweet. And we really want to hear your thoughts about these releases. So email us, gonkcastpod@gmail.com. Okay, Dan, I'm not sure how much we can really say about our expectations for Plus, since neither of us actually believed it was coming out anytime soon. But I do wonder what you were hoping to hear if we did in fact get a companion album to Sign. First, though, we should probably shout out Ross, who was mostly right about his companion album theory that we discussed on our listener email episode just a few days ago. And hey, maybe you want to apologize to Ross and to all the other speculators you were doubting, Dan.
You're just putting me on the spot there. that last bonus episode, we recorded that, and I think it was like 8 hours later or so.
Yeah.
I got proved wrong, and Plus came out. But somebody pointed out on YouTube on our Sign bonus episode, I jokingly said it would be called Plus. I had forgotten that, but they pointed it out to me. So I'm not going to apologize because I knew more than everyone else.
Wow, that is cheap. That is absolutely cheap. Just trying to deflect from your wrongs by figuring out some random thing you were right about.
Exactly.
I mean, how shocked were you to wake up to Plus that morning?
Oh man, I was like incredibly shocked. I've been on like vacation this week from work, and so I've been waking up, you know, later than normal. But for some reason, my dog woke me up actually, and I looked at my phone, and you had texted me. And, you know, in that like half asleep, I was like, I don't know, is it a joke, you know? But, you know, I had to get up and listen to it and check it out, you know? So I was incredibly surprised.
Yeah, I couldn't, you know, I just woke up to like all these notifications. Thank you, by the way, to all the people following us on Twitter at GonkCastPod, and letting us know first how dumb and wrong Dan is, but secondly, that this album had dropped. You know, I didn't, you know, it's funny because the album art, it's like so easily, you know, photoshopped. Like we knew it was going to be green, right?
Yeah.
So there were so many like fake versions. So I saw people like posting that, and I was like, is this the real thing, or are these just more photoshops? And then I was like, oh, they must have announced it. And then it was like, oh, it's out. You know, so
yeah,
it was just,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't know, one mind fuck after another. I mean, honestly, you know, you mentioned it, but it is really funny that we had just dismissed the rumors rather that night. You know, I mean,
yeah, literally, we recorded that episode. I went to bed a couple hours later and then wake up and see myself proved wrong.
Oh boy. All right, so let's get into it. You know, like I said a second ago, assuming that there was a companion album, even though you didn't really believe it, I mean, what were you hoping for? Like more beats? I've seen people say that. Less melodic? Some kind of like total antithesis to Sign, or maybe more in that same style? What were you like hoping for?
You know, it's hard to answer that because I literally like, I put zero credence into it. You know, like I think even on the podcast, you know, I didn't want to shatter everyone's dreams, you know, so I held out hope. But privately, I didn't believe it really at all, and I wasn't expecting it, at least for many months, you know. So I didn't really have any expectations. But, you know, kind of looking back, if I had some, I think it would have been, I think I would have thought, you know, something in a more similar vein to Sign, just, you know, it makes sense. But I honestly had zero expectation.
I mean, you know, you mentioned that, I mean, we'll talk about it in a minute, like maybe how our feelings about Sign are evolving. But, you know, you mentioned that at first you were like a little bit underwhelmed by like the emphasis on pretty accessible melodies and stuff. So,
yeah.
I mean, if put on the spot, would you have said, I hope that Plus is more difficult, more experimental?
Yeah, probably just because I generally would say that with almost any record. Yeah, so yeah, I think I would on the spot say I wish it'd be more experimental.
Yeah, I mean, for me, you know, I'll say that over the last couple of weeks, I mean, I've come to like really, really like Sign a lot. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's, you know, still growing in my estimation. I'm coming to like it more and more the more I listen. But I do think that it feels a little slight. And I don't know if that's just because, you know, we got all these like massive releases before that, you know, or that it's like, you know, it's kind of like a focused, cohesive idea. I mean, I think it's like brilliant, but it feels like a string quartet after a bunch of symphonies, you know? So there's a time and a place for both. But, you know, so if put on the spot, I probably would have said, I hope that Plus is a true companion in the sense that it like elevates both albums, you know, that they speak to each other in some way.
Yeah.
And it makes both projects feel bigger and like more ambitious. Obviously, I don't want to like demand anything of Autechre, or like, please, Autechre, just you do you and I'll be along for the ride, whatever you're into. But if I had a wish list, I would want to have an experience like, oh man, I never understood the Red A until I heard this track on Plus, and now it totally makes sense. You know, like that's what I really, really wanted. You know, and maybe on that note, we can sort of transition into what our very first reactions were, because yeah, I really didn't feel like I was getting that at all. But what were your like immediate reactions the first time you played Plus?
Yeah, my immediate reactions were basically like, this is what I thought Sign was gonna be, you know, like when I heard it, you know, I it was less melodic and, you know, more in that XI, you know, and further on, you know, Autechre kind of realm.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I was you know, initially pretty pretty perplexed, honestly, because it's quite percussive. You know, it's quite abstract, I would say. I mean, definitely to me experimental, and we'll get into this a little bit later, but you know, I'm having a hard time understanding its relationship to Sign. So, I mean, I was pretty much just, I don't know, baffled, but I guess, you know, we can start to transition into what we're thinking about it, you know, now. Not that it's been that long. It's only been like, you know, what, 2 days.
Yeah.
But I mean, how are you feeling? I mean, how is it? Is it opening up for you or what?
You know, I'm liking it a lot. Sign, you know, I think during that, you know, a little bonus episode, you know, I sort of said, I not that I was disappointed with it. It just like wasn't, you know, 100% what I wanted, but I have like begun to like it, you know, quite a bit more, like you had said. I feel like Plus was sort of like I said, kind of what I thought Sign was gonna be, you know, when I first sat down for that stream and everything.
Right.
So I think I like more immediately liked Plus, you know, from the get-go. I don't know, it's hard to say like right now, but I hate to say it, you know, because it's only been 2 days. Like I think at first, like I thought I like Plus a lot more than Sign, but now that I've listened to both of them together and stuff, and I'm not 100% sure on that yet.
Yeah, I mean, I'll say that, I don't know, there are obviously some sound worlds here that I'm loving, like they're blowing my mind, but I'm having a hard time understanding how this album like flows, you know, how it makes sense. I mean, maybe I'm like, I don't know, some revisionist history here, but it seems to me like Sign, it was pretty immediate, you know, like you understood what they were going for.
Yeah.
It's got a cohesive feel, you know, you're like, oh, I get Sign's identity like right away. And now I need to kind of get into all the little nooks and crannies of the thing. I mean, this almost feels like NTS-ish in its like diversity. I mean, you know, if you walk through it, these first three tracks they're all a bit shorter and they're all quite noisy. You know, there's like a lot of abrasive sounds, a lot of like pretty chaotic. I mean, like the Deck Dre Scat B has a pretty crazy like drum roll thing going on through it. You know, Marhide, it's like a central part of the track is like like amplified layers of tapis, you know, until like it's like overwhelming, and then it like kind of drops out. It's like the craziest thing, you know. So that's three in a row, right, that I would almost group together. Then we get into like ECOL4, which I'm kind of right now grouping with X4 and TM1 Open, which are like the three really long tracks here. And they're pretty different. They're pretty like, I don't know, subterranean base, like really sparse and really empty. And just like, you know, like ECOL 4 is just like, sounds like a pots and pans banging around in a wet basement or something. And then you've got three other tracks toward the end here that are very signish. They're kind of like ambient synth compositions. I mean, are you feeling like this has an identity? Like it fits together in any way?
You know, no. Like you said, you know, Sign, yeah, you really, like, as soon as you listen to that the first time, I feel like you got what they were going for. It's very cohesive, like, as an album. I feel like Plus, you know, sort of plays like one of the companion EPs from Days Past, you know? Like, and not in a bad way, but it sort of feels like kind of, you know, leftover things. Either, you know, like those couple songs that sort of sound like Sign, you know, they seem like leftovers from Sign. Some of it, you know, could easily be NTS leftovers, you know, maybe even some LSEC leftovers or something in there. So yeah, like as an actual like album, I agree. I don't think it like has that that complete cohesion that Sign does. So I don't know. It's really reading as a kind of EP to me, but I guess at 63 minutes, you know, it doesn't really matter.
I mean, that's interesting. I mean, so, but you don't mean like quality wise. I mean,
no. Don't get me wrong. I enjoy all these tracks, but it's like I'm enjoying Sign like as a piece, you know, as an album. Whereas, I mean, I'm enjoying Plus in that way too, but like more as like each individual song is you know, good. Does that make any sense?
Like Plus as a whole is less of a statement.
Yeah, maybe, yeah, exactly.
Maybe less of an indication of like where they're going. Something, is that what you mean?
Yeah, exactly. You know, like this could be stuff that's, you know, from the live sets, you know, that didn't make the cut, you know, on the AE Live type things, or, you know, it just kind of feels like it's like Sign feels like they sat down and you know, wrote an album, whereas this is sort of like, you know, just tracks.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess it sort of feels like that. I mean, I would say that it feels like it's using maybe the same rig as Sign. You know, even though I think it's a lot more abstract, a lot more experimental, a lot more sparse overall, it's still got a lot of like the, I don't know, Sign-esque things about it, which is like, you know, the one thing that jumps to my head like immediately is like the bass sound, I think, is so interesting on these two records. It's like very thick and like very big, you know, it feels like, but it's like warm. It feels like you're getting like hit in the head with like a bass pillow or something like that. you know what I mean? It's like a very, like, there's just something very distinct that it makes me like, you know, doubt seriously that these are like leftovers from a previous era. You know, it really feels like the same equipment, the same setup made these two albums. But, you know, it's weird that this feels like such a different approach. And yet, you know, if you think about it, three of the nine tracks here, maybe they're a little more sparse and like less, you know, just less lush overall. But three of these tracks could fit on Sign. So it's weird that the other ones are so different.
Yeah, I mean, that's what sort of, like, the ones being so different are what sort of, like, make it feel almost piecemeal or something. But I agree. I mean, it does sound like similar equipment from Sign, you know? Like, it is kind of working with the same, you know, like, sonic palette and all. But, you know, also, you just say, you know, these could be like ideas or something that were, you know, left from NTS and then, you know, put through that same, you know, patches or, I mean, whatever software or what, you know, we don't even know what the hell they're using. So it's hard to say.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, so we're bringing up a couple of things that I want to return to in a minute because I want to like sort of bring Sign more officially into the conversation. But first, let's take a moment to talk about the reception. You know, there's no reviews yet or like not much reception to talk about. And there are only a few hundred ratings on Rate Your Music, but it's currently at a 3.67 out of 5. for reference, Sine was at a 3.76 when we did our first reactions episode, but it's fallen all the way to 3.48. That makes it one of the lowest rated Autechre albums on Radio Music, period. So, I mean, what's been your sense, you know, reading Reddit and other places, like, of the initial reaction to Plus?
Yeah, I mean, it seems a little more positive than Sine. It might just be the excitement of it being like a surprise record, but I think we talked about it a little bit on the Sine, you know, bonus episode. You know, people were like a little, you know, a little relaxed in there. You know, everyone I think was had at least a little disappointment about the, you know, the return to melody and you know, it being more downbeat and stuff. You know, there was always sort of like a feeling of that, and I don't feel like I'm getting that as much you know, with Plus. But I am looking at Rate Your Music right now, and one of the reviews, I think it's the first one actually, the last sentence is, "This is the worst time I have had listening to an Autechre album since the last time I tried to stomach Untilted." So so maybe it's not going well, but
yeah, I mean, my impression is that I feel like I've mostly seen people saying that they prefer this to Sine, which is to me counterintuitive, because, you know, on one hand, I get that, because I think normies are going to like to hear some beats, you know, and it's like reassuring that there are beats on every song here. On the other hand, I think this is a much more challenging album than Sine. Like, Sine was very emotionally available immediately. And I mean, this is like, I mean, I keep thinking about like that E. Cole 4 track. It's like, it essentially falls apart in the middle. Like, it is just not even, it's just noise, like, for a while, like, just clanging, like, you can't find the beat or anything, and then it kind of, like, picks back up. There are just, it's a weird, weird album to me. So I kind of wonder if, like, I don't know, once, like, that, you know, just relief that there are beats wears off, if the normies will kind of decide they like Sine more. On the other hand, some of the people saying that they prefer this immediately, they might be the people like you that like the more experimental side of Autechre. So I don't know. It's weird how it seems both more accessible than Sine and a lot less accessible than Sine at the same time.
Yeah, I get that. I think the thing is like, the people who are maybe like, you know, fans of later period Autechre were, you know, like I said, like, a little disappointed that Sine was a move away from, you know, the NTS, LSEC, you know, kind of feeling. And so I think people might be like, that might be why there's a, you know, kind of a better reaction to Plus so far. But I think, you know, Sine is definitely the, like, easier listening record. You know, if somebody had never heard Autechre before and they said, you know, which one should I listen to, Sine or Plus, I'd probably give them Sine. You know, it seems yeah, like the easy, you know, easier one to listen to than this, because you're right. I mean, things like E-Call, you know, have these like noise sections and everything, like, to get through. I mean, even the way it starts, you know, Dekdre Scap B or whatever is like pretty nuts. Like, we bought like some light bulbs that are, you know, fancy Wi-Fi light bulbs, and you can sync them with music. Oh. And my wife was playing you know, whatever stuff, and then I put on the old Dekdre Scap V to see how crazy the light would go, and she did not appreciate it.
That's funny. You should film that.
I tried, but the thing uses my phone to listen to the music, and so if I record, it stops. So I tried.
Wow. Bust out the old video camera then.
Yeah, exactly. I'll go in the
closet.
Did
you know, by the way, it seems to be a reference to, there's a synthesizer called Deckard's Dream, which is like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. It's the, I've seen those before, and I like really, I've always wanted to buy one, but they're very expensive and you have to build it yourself. Somebody remade like the synth that Vangelis uses for the Blade Runner soundtrack, which I can't remember the name of that original synth, but it's super, super rare. And then, yeah, this guy made the Deckard's Dream. But yeah, I didn't think about that in the title. That's cool.
Yeah, it is interesting. Okay, so let's, you know, talking about the consensus and what the reception of this record is going to be really depends a lot on Sign, I think. And so I want to talk about that for sure. You know, on our Sign First Reactions episode, we discussed how much our thinking about that album would depend on the then rumored second album. You know, would the gap between them be so long that we just think of them as completely different records, or would the sound or, you know, the cover art make us like associate them with each other forever, regardless of the gap between them? You know, well, just a couple weeks between the two albums. So it's pretty obvious that they have this, you know, aesthetic and musical relationship. I think it's fair to say Sign and Plus are always going to be linked when people talk about this mm-hmm. period in Autechre. You know, I noticed that a Redditor named Horse Renoir, he observed that the catalog number suggests that Autechre consider both albums their 14th album. Plus, there's a track called X4 here, which seems to reference that number 14. So, Dan, what is this? Is this a double album, Sign and Plus? Is it like two sides of the same coin? Is one more like the main album than the other? I've seen some theories. You know, I haven't listened nearly enough to figure this out. I don't know if I could ever possibly figure it out, but that, like, you know, people are claiming that, like, they hear, you know, God, I can't remember the song titles, but like on Sign, there's that track like Escape Desk or whatever, Esque Desk. And now on this one, there's like I Pre Esque. And they're like, oh, it's totally a remix of that earlier song. Or like you've got the F7 and then you've got the 7FM. You know, people are like claiming that they can hear little remix hints or something. You know, I'm joking, but are you supposed to listen to them at the same time? I've seen people trying this. I highly doubt it. what do you think, you know, is like the relationship between Sign and Plus?
Yeah, I don't know. I saw people on Reddit talking about the playing it at the same time thing. That yeah. The joking I had for the album theory, I'll redirect to the listen at the same time. But I mean, the relationship is strange because, you know, we talked a lot about it, you know, on the Basecat EP. You know, like I said, you know, if there were 6 months in between or something, it's a lot easier to, like, you know, delineate the two. But I mean, 2 weeks apart, essentially the same album cover, just, you know, the, you know, colors yeah. changed. I mean, that's definitely, you know, linked together. I didn't know the catalog number thing, but I mean, you know, that's another piece of the puzzle, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know the, you know, catalog numbers off my head for, you know, the, like, in the past, the EPs, you know, with their, you know,
well,
record.
It's definitely not an EP because they, I guess, like, Warp catalogs it like WAP number if it's an EP.
Oh, okay.
They do WARP number if it's an album, and these both have RP, you know. So.
Oh, okay. Because I was gonna compare it to, you know, Elevent, like Elevent and XI, like, have very similar covers, you know, slightly different colors.
And they were supposed to be like part of the same package almost.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, Elevent is like classified as an EP. But yeah, I mean, I think, like, I think you got to look at them as, you know, a kind of, you know, to almost a double record, you know, in the sense, I think it's kind of in the same sense that, you know, LSEC, we always talk about it as just LSEC, but, like, really, it came out as LSEC 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I think you could even, could you separately buy the digital files? You know, like, I think you could just buy LSEC, you know, 3 if you wanted to, which is kind of, I know we're kind of in that same boat here. I mean, I know with the NTS sessions, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, I know you could buy, you could either buy the box set of all of them on vinyl, or you could buy each one individually. So, I think we're sort of in that kind of territory here.
But it's just like, I mean, but that's clearer because it's like, they have numbers.
They have numbers.
You know what sequence you're supposed to listen to them in. You know, like, you know, that you should start with the first one and work your way through to the last one. And they even, like, flow. You know, the NTS4 is such a, like, ambient, deconstructed mm-hmm. ending to the whole project.
But you talk about, like, them being numbered and flowing. Isn't it kind of weird that it's Sign Plus, you know, when the word is plus sign?
Well, very interesting that you mentioned that, because there's already theories that I'm sure you're going to shit all over that there's going to be a third album because Sign Plus what?
yeah.
It's a good question.
Well, I'll make the joke now, so when it comes out, I'll look like a genius again. The next one will be called Equals, and then, you know, there'll be a fourth record that I'll give the answer.
Okay. Well, yeah, who knows? You know, it's weird, though, because I feel like, yeah, I mean, what you're suggesting almost is that, you know, and I'm just sort of like putting words in your mouth, but like if what you're saying is true, then you should listen to Sign and then Plus after it, right? Like if it's a double album, this is disc two of the double album called Sign Plus in a way, you know? But it's weird because I don't yet see them speaking to each other in that way. Like, it's totally bizarre that just toward the end here, you get a couple Sign-ish tracks, you know? It's like, I don't know if they're supposed to have some like kind of relationship, like the A side and the B side, or like the warm, welcoming album and like the difficult, impenetrable album. Then like, why are there a couple Sign-ish tracks, you know, on here? And it's like also really weird how the last track on Sign, can't remember what it's called, Arcast, it's such a crescendo, you know, it like resolves the album. Yeah. I mean, it's a very gentle track, but there's a lot of like stormy emotions in there, and it really like swells beautifully. And you just feel like, you know, I don't know if you were listening on shuffle, anybody was listening on shuffle, I think they would be like, oh yeah, that's definitely the last song, you know, supposed to be the last song on this album.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, the last track, TM1 Open, you know, I'll say it is like one of the weirdest, but also coolest, but also weirdest Autechre tracks I've ever heard. It's like, I don't know, the most sparse, like dry ambient techno. It's like ambient techno minus the ambient and minus the techno. and it just sort of like peters out. I mean, it takes quite like a couple minutes. It just slowly becomes like nothing, and it doesn't resolve anything about the album. So if that's the last track of this double album, why isn't, you know what I mean? Why isn't Sign the last, you know, disc? Why doesn't it end on that lovely Arcast instead of this like bizarre open-ended question? Literally open, TM1 open. I mean, that's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it is. I do just wonder, like maybe they did not put as much thought as we're ascribing to them into this, you know, maybe it's just two collections of songs they made that they liked. But yeah, I mean, I haven't had a lot of time to listen to, you know, both of them together, since it's only been, you know, 2 days or a day and a half, really. But I did today listen to Plus and then directly into Sign. And I thought it like worked fairly well. I mean, like I said, I only did it one time. So, you know, I can't speak too high, you know, too much on it. But I mean, it did sort of like flow a little bit. I think like, you know, TM1 Open, like, you know, not, it doesn't, you're right, it doesn't like resolve you know, the Plus all that much, and so it did kind of like give a good walking into M4 Lima, you know, like M4 Lima, yeah, is the most, you know, Plus sounding track on Sign, I think, actually. So it did sort of like flow a little bit, and then that does put our cats at the end still, and then I mean Plus Sign, you know, sounds so who knows.
I mean, that's a good theory, honestly. I haven't tried that yet. Maybe I'll try that tonight. You know, Plus into Sign, because it does seem like it would work better. I mean, I tried Sign into Plus, I thought that was like very strange. I tried a number of times, actually. Like I just put both these albums in a playlist and listened on shuffle, and you know, it's weird because I mean, I know that I'm like biased because I've spent a lot more time with Sign, but it's like, I just feel like from the opening second, I can tell whether it's a Sign or a Plus track, because the mood is like so different. I feel like anybody would be able to tell which one is which. You know, it's, I don't know, it's a mystery. I mean, the question, the million-dollar question is like, when we get to the end of Autechre's discography, assuming they haven't released anything else by then, is it like imperative that we talk about Sign and Plus on the same episode because they belong together?
Yeah, I mean, I think, I don't know. That's such a hard question to answer. I mean, luckily we'll have, you know, at least a few months before we get there to, you know, to think about it. Sitting with them for a while will, you know, maybe it'll open up and we'll realize, yeah, you know, Plus definitely should go into Sign or vice versa.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't try the shuffle thing, but I did see people like discussing that on Reddit. I hate you know, not listening to things in order. Right. So I didn't try it. But I mean, I just thinking about it, I think I agree with you. I think I could pretty easily tell what was from Plus and what was from Sign. And I think it would end up being a little too disjointed for me. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. You know, that's a cliffhanger for everybody. In a year when we get to
that's the golden question, I think, and I think we'll need more time. And you know, on that note, just any, you know, closing thoughts here, I mean, I just want to emphasize that the album has just come out, and so we're just kind of like, you know, stream of consciousing our very first reactions. I you know, fully expect that this album makes very little sense as an album to me right now, but that it may and likely will reveal itself in time, you know, and that I'll like, just like all Autechre albums do, you know, I'll come to like figure it out, develop my own feelings about it better. But I mean, do you have any kind of closing thoughts here on these first reactions?
No, I mean, I basically just agree with you, you know, I mean, almost every Autechre record I've heard, like as it was released, I think I've at least enjoyed it, you know, on first listen. But I don't think I've like truly, you know, like loved any of them until I spent some time with it. You know, it's the kind of music that needs time to breathe and, you know, time to soak in. And I mean, I think at this point, you know, I've probably listened to Plus, you know, five times or so, you know, whereas, yeah, you know, when we do a regular episode, you know, I'll listen to the record, you know, at least a dozen, you know, maybe more than that times, you know, so it's very early. And I think we should emphasize that this is just our, you know, first thoughts and, you know, don't take it too much, you know, as gospel.
Yeah. You know, it's, and just like one last thing, it's like, you know, basically what you were saying a second ago is like, maybe it's supposed to be Plus Sign. It's funny because if Plus came out first, I feel like I would like think of it as a sort of slight development on the NTS sound. But because we got Sign first, I'm so thrown off. I'm mm-hmm. like, you know, because Sign was like such a departure. And I'm just like, how does Plus make sense with Sign? So in some ways, it was like ingenious to release Sign first, because now I'm like looking for something in Plus. So, you know, I just wanted to end on the fact that when we talked about Sign, I said, you know, I'm still figuring it out, but I really appreciate that it's like a brand new sound world to me. And on Plus, similarly, I really appreciate that I'm being very challenged right now, trying to get my head around this thing.
All right. Well, what are your first reactions to Plus? How do you think we're supposed to think about those two albums? Let us know. Email us gonkcastpod@gmail.com. Next episode in a week, Chiastic Slide, In Vain, Sickly Sweet. Again, send us all your opinions. gonkcastpod@gmail.com. If you like the show, help us out. Subscribe. Leave a 5-star review wherever you get your podcast. Stay connected. Twitter, Instagram. Those are @gonkcastpod. Find us on YouTube. And we'll see you next time.
See ya.